8. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Hello. Good. Hey.
Yeah, brilliant.
Hey, you sound like the neighbor next door popping your head over the fence. Wilson Hello. From Home
Improvement. Oh God, I love. You know what? I want to get Home Improvement on DVD. I want the box set.
Would you really watch that much Home Improvement?
Yeah, 100%. It was great. It was great. You know what? It was the OG of Two and a Half Men.
Nah, do you know what? I don't know if you've noticed, but you know when you watch like infomercials sometimes, they'll sell DVD box sets of like shows like Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
That just don't meet the requirement to be a streamable show. I feel like Home Improvement is at that level. Like
nobody's
streaming Home Improvement. DVD box set only.
Yeah, I agree. I think you might be right. Or you could... They're the sort of show that might be able to sort of get that retro revival sort of thing happening. You know where some shows get like, suddenly they're cool again. And then they're like, you know, people like are buzzing about it. They get a couple of actors to do like interviews on high profile American talk shows. We're on Stan.
You know what though? It was a good show. I actually cried. I vividly remember the night cried in the finale of the show.
Did you really?
I was a kid. Like, I would have been like 11 or 12 when it finished.
I have to admit, it was so exciting. I remember actually, it was the last episodes and my sister and I were sitting in front of the TV just waiting to see Wilson's face.
See,
but you didn't have a TV.
I didn't have a TV at
so you missed out.
I've probably seen one episode once.
Does that ever bother you that you missed out on a whole heap of like movies and pop culture?
That's a great question. Do you feel your parents robbed you as it like?
Nah, not now. Back then, at the time, I was like, I'm missing out. Like, you know, when I was that age. But then, you know, now looking back, absolutely no real effect on my life except this kind of casual conversation once in a while.
Well, when you think about it, like...
Because you just don't connect to it. You can't understand where,
where we're at. I get the Wilson thing.
Yeah.
You know, I get that joke, but the joke is skin deep.
When you were at, like in primary school, I know when I was growing up, because you're a few years older than me, and it would have been even more prevalent. Like, the Simpsons was the big thing, you know? Like, you'd go to school and talk about the Simpsons.
The day before.
Did you feel left out in school? Because there were a bunch of kids in school, I know from my experience, that weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons. Like
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. Like, I got a couple of episodes, but my stepdad would always come in and go, turn that right off.
There was a friend I had called Jared Hansen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jared.
Hello, Jared, if you're listening. And he was a massive Simpsons fan. I would go to his house... And we'd watch, like, I don't know, I think he used to tape them even.
On his VHS
recorder. On his VHS.
Wow. That's so old school, hey.
And I would sort of catch up. So I reckon I got about 70% of them or 60% of them, which was enough
to get you through.
To get me through.
Yeah.
So, like, shout out to Jared Hansen for the assistance he gave me with Simpson pop culture at the time.
Staying cool.
Mama and Papa Crevo would not be pleased.
Oh, they wouldn't care.
You're corrupting my son.
Like, why did they make that choice?
What?
To not have a television
in the house? There was no reception.
Oh, so it wasn't some, like, raise
you
a certain
way. But how come you all of a sudden had reception when the Olympic Games came?
They had to go out and buy a satellite. It wasn't not like Foxtel. They were like, that's too expensive. But they're like, for rural places, here's a bit of like farm chat for you.
Yeah.
For rural places, you could contact like these guys who would basically sell you satellite of free-to-air TV.
Right.
But I remember these. I've heard of these.
There was a weird quirk to it though, right? So what would happen is... You would get like a card, like a SIM card sort of, but it was the size of like a credit card.
Yeah.
And you would push it into the like satellite receiver box. It looked like Foxtel, not Foxtel, right? And then you would get free to air. But the quirk was you'd get free to air from every state.
Oh, wow.
So you could watch like any show.
Like Seven Perth.
Yeah, yeah. Like you could watch stuff like that you'd missed. when it was in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Or there was like other shows that I suddenly got access
to. Was it a big satellite dish?
It was roughly the size of Foxtel, maybe half the size again.
Yeah,
not
right.
Huge. But my parents still use that to this day. Still no reception.
Wow.
So they still have that hooked up because it's like a really... Like
they're
the
still
valley.
Paying for it.
You no, you just buy it
once. Right?
It's a one. It's not cheap. It's like $1,200 maybe. Or yeah. At that time, like it was a.
That's
was
a lot of money.
It was a fair whack.
I love how they splurged for themselves. I kept it later in life when you were there. No TV for you, Trevor.
The other interest, like the other reason behind it, I guess, was so where I grew up, no mains power. So a television at that time, the big old like wide ones, they draw quite a lot of power. So like getting having enough battery set up and they had to buy a new inverter and all this stuff. So it was a bit of a rigmarole to get it set up. Basically.
Do you know what would be really fun, Jade?
What?
Crevo takes us to the farm one day and gets us to do farm jobs and show us how he grew up.
That'd be cool.
I think that'd be quite cool.
I'm not picking up poo in the wheelbarrow. I've done that.
No, there was never a job.
Good. Because I grew up in 2 acres. It's still farm enough.
He's a farm girl. Look at her go.
I had to mow the lawns and ride the horse and,
It was just a bigger version of that. It was really a hobby farm. But, yeah, you guys should come. It's a great place.
I feed the chooks all the time at Mum's.
Literally, the jobs are exactly the same.
The same, yeah. But, Maddie, you know what? It's just so you can experience.
Fulfill your hobby. Fulfill your fantasy. You're welcome to.
Do you know what? Do you know why I suggested that?
Why?
I thought that it'd be a nice.
Can I ride a horse?
Because do you know why? Crevo's just told us all this stuff about his life, which I didn't know. And I thought, you know what? There's a lot to learn about our colleague and friend Crevo by doing that.
We should go for a weekend one day.
Yeah, I'm happy to roll out there. Can I ride the horses, though? Is there horses
there's only
still...
two left and a bit old.
Hey, my name's Jade.
I'm a farm girl. I grew up on 2 acres.
I don't pick up poo, though.
I'm not doing that job. Did that my whole life.
Well, look, I had to, you know, if a branch fell off a tree, get the axe.
You can live out your simple life dream. You love Paris.
I've done it. I've lived it. Just on a smaller scale. Okay?
Anyway.
I really dislike country music. Eh?
Yeah, me too. Turn that off.
Well, we're going to go get Maddie's tattoo, guys. Yeah. So let's roll.
Yeah, good. Forgot about
Gotta
that.
Got to get your tattoo.
Picking the tattoo. Yep. Will our friendship survive today? Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll tell you tomorrow.
Maybe
bye.
Not.
See
bye.
Ya.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
That's something out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the Forbidden Forest.
And forest. Forbidden Forest.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Doing great.
I'm so nervous. So nervous.
Why?
And scared because today, Jade, you are marking me for life.
Yeah, I am.
Picking a tattoo for me, which will be inked on my body without me seeing it until it's on there.
Yep.
This is unbelievable,
and
really.
Me and Sam, we haven't discussed this or anything. Yeah. I haven't given him anything. I've been scaring him with a lot of other images and ideas.
Basically, heaps and heaps of photos of penis tattoos have been going into our group chats. And I'm like, if that goes on, Maddie, I don't think you'll be thrilled about the whole situation.
Have you shared what you've chosen with Crevo?
No idea.
I haven't spoken to anyone about it
in
at
fact,
work.
In fact, I'm thinking of not looking as well.
I would prefer you to look.
Really?
Just as a second pair of eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? How's that going
to
help?
Why are you trying to ruin Crevo's surprise?
My surprise. It's not about Crevo.
I don't know. Maybe I won't look as well.
Yeah,
well, up to you.
Yeah. Two other listeners are also participating today in Just Tattoo Us at Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield, which will be good.
Yeah, very exciting.
We're chatting to them a bit later on. But lads versus lasses, guys. We have
a beautiful Tessalate beach town.
Sorry, I forgot. I was trying to look at the leaderboard and I don't know where we're at. The
Can
lads
you stop
are
thinking about winning for one second and do your actual job?
There you go. Crevo's closer.
If you'd like a Tessalate beach towel today, these things are fantastic. They're worth $80. Sand-free, beautiful designs.
Yes.
We need one guy, one girl. Give us a call right now, 13 10 09. We'll do it after Sam Smith, Diamonds at New FM. It's 6:08. 6:12, waking up to 17 degrees on the coast this morning. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time to play Lads versus Lasses. I do believe we still need a lad this morning. If you're a guy and you want to win a beach towel, 13 10 09.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Currently, the lads are ahead at the moment on 9 gold stars and the lasses, we're trailing behind on 7, but the catch-up is on. And today you can win a Tessalate beach towel.
Let's
going
go
to
for
our lass.
Oh, should we go for a lad?
Should we go
for
a lad?
Yeah, let's do our lad this morning. New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hey, man, how are you today? What's your name?
Hello, Ben's my name.
Hey, Ben, what's on for your Wednesday?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's on for your day today, man?
I've just finished at the gym and then I'm on my way to work.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Nice.
God, I wish I was that productive in life. If you're at the gym at like 6:13 and you're on your way to work, that's a good life there.
Yeah. You like the idea of it?
I do love the idea of it. Do you have a good rig, Ben?
No, I don't. I go to F45.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. That's okay.
Yeah, right. Nice one. All right, let's do it, guys.
Who's doing the lads?
I'll do it. All right, here we go. Number one, question number one for you. In what year did Prince Harry and Meghan Markle get married? Multiple choice for you, Ben. Was it A, 2017, B, 2018, or C, 2019?
Was it A, 2017?
Oh, no. Sorry, man. 2019. Ooh, nice. Okay. Question number two. What's the difference between a manicure and a pedicure?
So a manicure is for the hands and a pedicure is for the feet.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it is. One on the board. Okay. Question number three for you. Which US pop star debuted their talk show last year?
Kelly Clarkson.
Correct. Yeah, it is. Yes.
Sorry, I just have to interject one here.
Okay.
Question number one, did you say, what was your original answer?
2017.
Okay, cool. You're still wrong. It was actually 2018.
You're giving false hope. Hey, good job, Ben. Really good, man. Just hold the line for us. And we'll meet our lass this morning, guys. Her name is Bree.
Morning, Bree.
Hey, Bree. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. You're on the way to work?
I am.
Oh, what do you do for work to get you up this early?
I work in mining administration.
Nice one. All that mining.
That mining cash.
That mining
money.
Keep you busy.
Hey, all right, let's do this. True or false, question number one for you. Heat beads are for heating up a cold engine in snowy areas. True or false?
Do you say heat freeze?
No, heat beads. B-E-A-D-S.
Oh.
Think about what you use them for.
Yeah, false.
That's right.
Yay.
Correct.
Okay.
One on the board for you.
Question number two. What is the purpose of the radiator in a car?
It distributes coolant through the vehicle.
Yeah, we'll accept
correct.
That.
Yeah,
to cool down the engine. And now question three. For the win today, what is Justin Langer famous for? Sorry, you'll tie if you get this right. Justin Langer, what's he famous for?
Justin Langer? Is he in sport?
Yeah, more specific
what
though.
What sport?
Oh, it was such a buzzer. Do you know what? We'll
go to make it fun.
Nah, do you know what? I'm sorry. I have to say no today, Bree, because Ben was more on top of his questions and he was prompt. So
Is that how this works?
Sorry, Bree. Ben, do you think that you deserve the towel? You both got. She was right on the buzzer.
Ben's gone. I think Bree gets the towel. Good job, Bree.
And technically got more right, you know?
Stay on the line, Bree, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Bree. Tessalay towel, all yours. These things are so good. Make your beach days better this summer with a Tessalay sand-free beach towel exclusively available online at tessalay.com, guys. After this, you know this whole, like, maths debacle that's gone on the last couple of days?
Yeah.
I don't think we've had this many fights on TV in such a short period of time in the history of television. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, especially here in Australia, things are pretty, like, chilled out mostly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm a fan of reality TV, right? So, I, like, watch international versions of shows on YouTube sometimes, just like the highlights clips. I have found two reality TV characters that I think the producers of MAFS should fly over to our country and put them on the show. Just, like, really teach these MAFS contestants what's good.
Okay.
These two I'm about to play you after the break really take the cake. Two English women.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
It's going to be great. I'm going to play them for you next. 17 past six. Good morning.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
Waking up to 16 degrees in Maitland today. This is 105.3 New FM. And, guys, I'm so excited to share this with you. I have two women I want to tell you about. So, these women are massive stars in the UK. And they go on all the reality TV shows. And, obviously, after MAFS has been on, so many fights on TV. These two I want to send into the MAFS house, and I'll tell you why in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
They are next level crazy. I mean, you thought Cyrell throwing drinks over contestants on MAFS was funny or, you know, full on? No.
Because you see that, like, Cyrell, and I go, well, that's some of the, like, wackest personality I've seen on Australian television.
I would agree.
Like, I don't think I've seen anyone get that, you know, intense before in any other show.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. Now, over in the UK, their reality TV shows, they're always dialed up to 100, you know. There's, like, no, even on, like, Big Brother, you know, it's so tame here. On the UK version, they're smoking, they're drinking booze, there's arguments, there's fallouts. And I've noticed British people don't really care about telling each other off. Like, they'll do it, like, easier than openly. Aussies will.
Yeah.
Celebrity Big Brother a few years ago, I want to introduce you to this woman. Her name is Kim Woodburn. So, Kim is, like, a 65-year-old media commentator, and she was starring on Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay.
Great.
And she claimed that the whole house was bullying her. In reality, it was her bullying all the other contestants. check this out. Her name is Kim Woodburn, and please check these out on YouTube after. They are hilarious. Let's hear her behaviour in the house.
I'm going to go for Kim purely just because watching her call Jamie an adulterer and the word she used. Your boyfriend, you timed his wife with three children. I didn't start that. I put these. She turned around and said, well, she only married you for your money. You knew that. Dirty. Filth.
Kim, that's not right.
Filth.
Come on.
I hoped we'd had a little something here, but you're a nasty bitch of a girl. You're a saddo. You silly bitches. Hello, Big Brother.
I love how nice she goes to Big Brother. Hello, Big Brother.
Hello. I love the insult saddo.
What does saddo even mean?
Sadistic.
No, I would have thought, like, if somebody's sad.
Live Google.
But, like, you know how it's an insult in the UK to say somebody's sad.
A person perceived as contemptible or pathetically inadequate.
There you go.
What a kick below the belt that is.
You saddo!
You saddo!
Can you imagine? Like, that maths was tame compared to that.
That's an insult of an intelligent woman.
Yeah, when you have to Google it, you know, it's a good insult.
Another popular media commentator over in the UK is a woman called Lady C. So Lady C was born into like the high society. Her parents were department store owners. And she's one of those people that goes on like those morning shows and is super opinionated about things.
Yeah. Okay.
So she was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the UK version. And just check out some of the insults she's hurling around the camp.
You arch hypocrite. You pretentious piffler.
Any more? Do you
You're
want to
a
throw...
chippy Ike. That's
Do
what you are.
You want to throw
with the brains of a pea and the mouth of diarrhea. And since I have an IQ of 154, and he most likely has one of 54, if that, I don't think there's anything wrong with my powers of discernment, while there's clearly a lot wrong with his.
Oh, my God.
This tongue she has.
She could insult for Britain if it was a competition in the Olympics.
Yes, she could. Yes, she could.
Like, and yet again, what's a piffler? These, like, we're living in a whole new world of insults.
Yeah, I just tried to Google that too.
I had to look up Chippy Ike.
Chippy Ike.
Chippy Ike. What's it called? The worst we ever had on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was when Shane Warne was telling us about his four-poster bed with the mirrors above it. Like, that was the most, like, horrific thing I can remember from that show.
Can you imagine poor old Grant Denyer going up against Lady C?
Oh,
you chippy oik. What does that mean, by the way?
So, oik is an obnoxious person, and then chippy is, like, inferior. So, it's somebody who's inferior and obnoxious.
Wow.
There you go. Check them out on YouTube, guys. Lady C and Kim Woodburn. You will not be disappointed. News time. I'm next at New FM. It's 6:31. Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. 1053
New FM.
The Novos, Jade,
Maddie, and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, what does your mum still buy you?
Jack, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos.
This is all because after your trip to Market Town with Jade, I find out this morning your mum's still getting you the undies on the reg. You don't never buy them yourself.
I mean, just an unnecessary thing, really. Do you know what?
I think undies are pretty necessary.
Shame. You're a grown man and you still need your mum to buy you undies.
They're getting a bit holy.
Yeah, they've got some skids, mum. Like, does she post them to you?
Do you know what?
From Sydney.
Look, it's just something she'll see, and you know, obviously I don't see her all that often, so she'll send me some. Jade, as if you can talk, I've seen some pretty whack stuff come in a package from your mother.
So you're doing your mum a favour by making her still feel needed by letting her buy you your undies.
Yes. Jade, let's talk about you for a second.
Oh, here we go.
You can never just take it, can you?
Absolutely not.
Defense time.
I was over your house once, and you got a package from your mum, Carol, up in Queensland, and she sent you bed socks.
Yeah.
So what's the difference here, doll?
Well, bed socks is a necessity.
It's like a cute gift.
I don't know if they are.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Whereas undies is something you should be buying as a grown adult.
Who buys your underwear, Crevo?
I'll buy them.
You don't send Emmy, your fiancé, out to buy them?
No.
How about I take you shopping later on today and we christen you and we go buy you some undies?
Oh, that's cool. Let's do that.
Are you paying for them?
No, because you've got to physically buy your undies yourself.
With your own money.
Point.
I'll take them to... Give me your card and I'll take them to the self-checkout. Just tap that.
Not how it works.
Oh, well, you know what? While we were shopping yesterday, I bought myself my mouth guard because I went and played field hockey last night, guys. So my new hobby I told you about yesterday.
I can't believe this. So another hobby.
I'll let you know how it all went in a minute.
6:47. Good morning. 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, what does your mum still buy you?
Jack, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos.
This is... Yeah, this is all because after your trip to Market Town with Jade, I find out this morning your mum's still getting you the undies on the reg. You don't never buy them yourself.
I mean, just an unnecessary thing, really. Do you know what?
I think undies are pretty necessary.
Shame. You're a grown man and you still need your mum to buy you undies.
They're getting a bit holy.
Yeah, they've got some skids, mum. Like, does she post them to you?
Do you know what?
From Sydney.
Look, it's just something she'll see, and you know, obviously I don't see her all that often, so she'll send me some. Jade, as if you can talk, I've seen some pretty whack stuff come in a package from your mother.
So you're doing your mum a favour by making her still feel needed by letting her buy you your undies.
Yes. Jade, let's talk about you for a second.
Oh, here we go.
You can never just take it, can you?
Absolutely not.
Defense time.
I was over your house once.
Yeah.
And you got a package from your mum, Carol, up in Queensland. And she sent you bed socks.
Yeah.
So what's the difference here, Dar?
Well, bed socks is a necessity.
It's like a cute gift.
I don't know if they are.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Whereas undies is something you should be buying as a grown up. You should.
Who buys your underwear, Crevo?
I'll buy them.
You don't send Emmy, your fiance, out to buy them?
No.
How about I take you shopping later on today and we christen you and we go buy you some undies?
Oh, that's cool. Let's do that.
Are you paying for them?
No, because you've got to physically buy your undies yourself.
With your own money.
Point.
I'll take them to... Give me a card and I'll take them to the self-checkout. Just tap that.
Yeah. Not how it works.
Oh, well, you know what? While we were shopping yesterday, I bought myself my mouth guard because I went and played field hockey last night, guys. So my new hobby I told you about yesterday. I can't believe this. So
another hobby.
I'll let you know how it all went in a minute.
Jade, you played your first game of field hockey last night.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, I did.
Did you win, first of all?
It was a draw, main question. Actually. It was a draw.
So when I hear draw, I think you went all that way and then you decided nothing.
No, it was fun. So turns out, I did the math, it was my first game in 16 years. I think we just
is it like
that.
Riding a bike?
Are we straight back onto it.
I was I played right wing last night, running up and down the field. It was really good.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I run up and down one side of the field.
So do you think without your presence on the team they might have lost?
Almost guaranteed.
Well, if you weren't there and they had to play without you.
Did you save a couple of goals or get some in? Or
It's not about me. It's about the team.
Did you get any goals?
No.
Did you prevent any goals?
I don't know.
No. Did you hit the ball?
Yes, I did hit the ball.
How many times? Once?
Oh, I don't know. A couple.
Twice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to know. I'm a stats man.
It was a good night.
Why are you getting all strange about this?
Because you're trying to make it about me.
Well, it is about you. It says on the board, Jade's hockey update.
I was playing in a team. T-A-M... Whatever.
T-A-M-E.
Whatever.
So, do you know what, Jade? Something's coming to me right now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming. So, you are usually so good, like a massive highlight at whatever sport you do, you succeed. I think last night you might have been quite average and you can't admit that to us.
What do you mean?
Is this a sport that you're not great at?
Well, no, I don't know. I can't.
Yes.
No. I'm not saying that I'm terrible. I'm not saying that I'm good either. It was my, I don't know. But I'm going back next week, so.
new weekly sport.
Yeah.
She has to get her money's worth of the $15 mouth guard she purchased yesterday.
You go for 15 weeks, only a dollar a week.
But in all fairness, it was actually a really good night. The chicks were awesome. And do you know what our team name is? Norfolk and Chance.
You know what?
It's a play on words if you say it out loud to yourself.
Yeah, I got that. But I'm just thinking, because you've just said our team. How long have you committed?
I'm going to play the summer season out, yeah.
Wow.
Well, did they invite you to join the team?
Well, yeah. I can come back next week.
Wow. Good stuff, Jade.
Yeah.
Love it.
So how exciting.
Tuesday nights is hockey night.
9 o'clock each.
No, that was a random late game. Yeah. But honestly, it was so good. And I just want to put it out there. If you haven't, you know, if you used to play volleyball or soccer or whatever it is back in school, like, it's been a long time
since
I played.
Jade, you're not doing the drive people for the Norfolk and Chance team.
No, it's not about our team. But I'm just saying, you know, it's never too late to kick up a sport that you loved to play when you were younger, because it was so much fun last night.
Good, I'm glad.
So I'm just saying, don't be scared. I was scared. I'm not going to be like, I was nervous going and playing. But once I was there, I had such a good time. So just give things a go. That's all I'm saying.
Great message to start your day this morning. Where'd you get that one from?
That was quoted by...
Did you tear that from
No.
Oh, it's a live life calendar.
No, that was... Jade, just quote me.
6:50. 6:59. Good morning.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
You charge me for everything. Like, you're like a vending machine. Like, if you... Yeah, like, I just want to put my hand up it and take it.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
A big shout-out to Happy Mobile Cafe, Benny and the team, for shouting us our coffees this morning.
Yeah, delicious nice. Coffees. Always good. They're the best.
What are you doing over there?
I love the smell of the
coffee. It sounded like radio
coffee.
In the 80s.
Oh, is this during the sound effects?
Very bad quality, is it? A lot of hissing and sniffing sounds.
Oh, please, Mr. That's what you do every morning.
Also sounded like radio in the 80s.
Very different time, man.
Yeah, no, good
the
stuff.
Things that would have went on.
In
you
the
hear
80s?
The stories as like new, like, you know, relatively, you know, fresh industry faces. Like,
that's right.
The stories you hear, like the old war stories from radio in the 80s.
The veterans are still around the stations telling you the stories.
I'm glad I wasn't around then, to be honest.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the radio announcers got paid a whole lot more back
they
then.
They did. But, you know, in all fairness, they did a lot more work. You know, all the reels and splicing all the film together. Oh, be horrific.
A little insight into the radio industry.
Yeah.
There's like this Facebook group where there's like this bunch of old radio people, and they always give the like the young people grief for not being able to do what they did.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Like, back in my day. And you're like, yeah, okay.
So
get off my lawn. We get it.
Hey, we're doing Beat the Meat up next. It's our Beat the Bomb style game. On offer, of course, lots of Singo sausages.
Yeah.
If you want to play this morning, give us a call.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, Newcastle's most delicious sausages are, of course, from Singo's, guys.
Oh, the best.
Every week, they give us a whole bunch of snags. This is our Beat the Bomb style game. All you need to do is yell out stop before all the sausages explode. So you can't get too greedy on this game, otherwise you get nothing.
Yeah, that's right. You miss out.
Alrighty, we're going to Emily this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing right now? Heading to work? Are you knocked off?
It's my birthday and I'm heading to work.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm so sorry you have to work.
It's all right.
How are you going to celebrate? Are you going to do dinner or a party this weekend?
I'm going to the pub tonight and a colleague has made me a KFC cake, which we're going to have at work today.
Wow.
Now.
Hang on.
What's involved in a KFC cake?
It's a cake in the shape of a KFC bucket with the chicken on the top, but it's really cake.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Okay, Emily, can you send us a picture to our Facebook page later on today so we can see it?
Yeah,
oh, my God. That's a good... Why don't you guys do that for me?
Do you want that?
I'd love a KFC cake. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll do that. When's your birthday again?
March.
27th.
I don't know if I can learn it by then. I'll try.
Wow. Oh, good
Emily.
Stuff.
Oh, I hope you have a great day and hopefully we can win you some birthday sausages.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, yell stop before the sausages explode. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Eight sausages. Nine sausages. 15 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
23, you got him!
Hey, Emily, we had 25 sausages today, so right on the buzzer.
Thank you.
No worries. You're welcome. Enjoy your birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, I can't wait to see pictures of that KFC cake.
KFC cake and Singo sausages.
What a day, Em's
having.
Yeah,
buzzer.
I know, right?
That's awesome. Well, guys, we've got Love It or Loathe It coming up after this. I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
Excellent. It's 7:15 at UFM. Good morning. Hey, it's time for Love It or Loathe It with Jade getting the daily topic.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
UFM. Love it. Love it. Loathe it.
Yeah, get in Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic this morning. And today, I want to know if you guys love or loathe being a part of secret clubs.
Secret clubs, I'm going to say loathe it.
You know what? I sort of like the idea of it, being a part of some secret society. I'm not involved in any, or am I?
I don't know. Well, you'd know if you are, but I suppose you're not allowed to talk about it.
That's
if you
right.
are.
Yeah, I can see Crevo up, you know, the secretly going to the gentleman's club here in Newcastle.
What?
The initiation. Well, you know that episode of The Simpsons when Homer joins the stonemasons?
Oh, the masons. Ooh, it's a cheeky handshake. What's he done there?
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm a part of a secret club that I didn't know existed. And I'm not going to tell you exactly which sushi restaurant it is, but they have...
I know which one it is.
No,
you only
you
go
don't.
To one.
No.
Sushi Revolution on Beaumont Street.
No. But I'm telling you now, Ben and I go there every week.
Oh, it's the one at Katara on the rooftop.
No. And we go there every week. And then they've finally... We've eventually broken the barrier down with the staff. And, like, started having conversations and whatnot now. And then it's taken a while. But then when I was at the cash register to pay only a couple of days ago, she's like, oh, are you part of our club? I said, no. What club? And then she signed me up. It's just, I can't tell you my name, but you have a name. And, like, you give them your phone number and then you get a discount and you get points with,
are
like...
Are you sure that's just not a loyalty system that most
exactly
businesses have?
It is a loyalty system, but it's, in my mind, it's a secret club that they don't allow everyone to be a part of. Because they don't advertise it.
You are in a secret club, Crevo.
Which one?
Woolworths Everyday Rewards.
Oh, yeah, also, I'm in a secret club.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, but everyone knows that exists.
I've also got a card at, like, multiple coffee shops. Does that count? Secret club. Every 10th coffee's free.
Wow.
Subway sandwiches.
I bet you I could call them right now without going there and join the secret club.
Their loyalty rewards
club. They only give it to the loyal customers that go there every week.
Your name
for
dropped, didn't you?
A few months.
Pardon? Your name dropped.
No, I haven't.
You?
That's how you get into
it. No, I'm not naming the place because you know what? I put in the hard yards to be a part of it, and anyone else out there who wants to get into it, they've got to go through the rigorous process.
I know Jade, and Jade is a creature of habit, and she either goes to Sushi Revolution on Beaumont Street or the sushi place on the rooftop at Westfield Katara.
So if you go to both of them and ask to join their loyalty clubs, you'll probably get into both.
No, you won't.
And she has a bubble tea as well. Are you a member of the bubble tea? You have sushi and bubble tea. I just ruined a Thursday date night.
You know what? You can ruin it.
If you want to do any Jade spotting, she'll be at one of those two.
But she doesn't have the bubbles in the bubble tea. She just doesn't
like the tapioca.
They scare me. I just think they're bad for your health. But I'm just saying, good luck. Because they're not letting anyone in. And, you know, I think you got less chance by asking to be a part of it.
Are we going to call them right now?
It's not their clothes. It's Sushi Musa.
No, it's not. But let's move on because I'm not revealing my
news
source.
Time up next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What makes the world go?
So yesterday, we were doing our little, we do like a little intro to the podcast where we, you know, bit of exclusive content. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to check it out, it's on Spotify, etc., Apple Podcasts. But during that, Jade did a great impression of Tones and I.
Well, she kind of looked like Tones and I, like, with minus a few kilos with
well,
the hat.
More than
yeah.
a few, but oh. yeah. Jade's,
thanks, guys.
Jade, you're in great shape.
Aw.
Hey, she's yeah, ballin', Jade.
Yeah, you want to be rich like her.
Because she, like, to be fair, we must be around the same age because she dresses very similar to me with the denim jacket.
Didn't she lie about her age, Tones and
I? She did, actually. There was a big saga around it.
How old is she?
That's a good question.
I think she's 32. I don't know if we ever found out her real age.
Yeah,
honest.
Didn't she say she was 21?
And yeah, that's right.
And she tried to blame it on the record label.
That's right. She was like, oh, it was them. It was their idea. Like, are you kidding, mate? You've obviously said
you
that.
You know, she's the only person I've ever encountered that doesn't have the birthday on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That is
if
interesting.
If you can't rely on Wikipedia for a quick birthday fact, then what's it good for?
Is Tones... No, this is funny. Is Tones and I 19 or 26?
This is when you Google Tones yeah. and I age.
Well, you did you do a really good Tones and I impression. You kind of really dislike her.
Oh, I don't know her as a person, but just that song.
Some of Dance Monkey drives
Dance
you mad.
Dance Monkey just got played so much. It just irritates me when I hear the song.
Can you do the Tones and I impression for us, please?
Okay, all right. Tell me.
Yeah, whenever
you go. Go
oh,
for
I can
it.
Go? Okay. Yeah.
Good.
But anyway,
it's very accurate.
Yeah, just yeah.
You do a really good Cartman as well.
Oh, I love Cartman from South Park.
Give us a sentence without swearing, please.
Okay. Screw guys, I'm coming home.
Oh, that is really cool.
That's impressive.
13:10:09 this morning, we are doing
impressions.
Yeah.
Give us your best celebrity impression. We want to hear it. Like, and we want to, like, the best of them also going into the draw for some comedy tickets too, yeah?
Yeah, and the best impression today will get a beautiful bottle of wine. Yeah. Let's do it. We'll get into the new
you
FM
cells. Donald Duck. I admire anyone who can do a good Donald Duck.
Oh, with the funny throat?
I can't do it, yeah.
13:10:09, give us your best impression up next.
We'll do it after FM radio. Classic, that one. Pitbull, give me everything right now. New FM. Mr. Worldwide, 7:37. Good morning. 7:41. Happy Wednesday. 25 the top on the coast today. And our 13:10:09, we are doing your best impressions.
Jade, Maddie and Creeper.
This is all after Jade did a cracking Tones and I, and we thought we'll just throw this out there, see what we've got, see what's available.
And you know what? Mm. First time this has ever been done on an FM radio show. Yeah. Groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what we pride ourselves on. Things that are unique, totally
originality.
Different.
Originality.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have a go quickly.
You
want to
do
David Attenborough.
You're dying to do this.
I don't know.
I've never seen Creevo sit there and go, I'm going to do it. Okay,
I'll have a go.
All right, let's turn it down. Here we go.
The oceans, seemingly limitless, invoking us a sense of awe and wonder.
Not bad. I would give that a seven.
I'll take it.
How long have you been working on that one for?
Well, unrehearsed, to be fair, so.
Oh, as if. You were like a little kid jumping up and down on the couch going, me.
All right, who have we got first? We've got Sarah, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Okay, now we've heard your regular voice. Which impression are you doing for us today?
Donald Duck.
All right, let's hear. Did
laughing.
You just swallow a nut or something? Are you okay? Wait, do it again.
Do it again.
I feel like you've got it. I mean, you've got the tone, but you're not getting any voice.
You're laughing too much. Okay.
It sounds like he's choking.
He's choked on a peanut.
Or a mouse that's choking on a
cat thing. Do you want to have one more go? Yeah,
that was good.
Hold the line, Sarah. That's great.
Thanks for your call.
I love Donald Duck.
Time to meet Vincent.
Hello,
you doing?
Vincent.
G'day. Yep. Vincent.
No,
Vincent got shy.
Vincent wanted to do a Muppets
Unknown Muppets
impersonation. Robbie's on the phone. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Hello, Robbie. Hey. All right, what impression are you doing for us today?
Well, for those who are old enough, Marvin the Martian.
Oh, I think I've heard of them.
Are you going to call him a bitch too, Robbie?
Yeah, probably. He was my favourite bitch.
All right. Let's hear you, Marvin the Martian.
It was supposed to go kaboom. Why didn't it go kaboom?
You know what, Robbie? I'm going to have to Google Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was good or not.
Oh, I know who Marvin the Martian is. It's the Tarzo guy.
Yeah, he wore like a Centurion's helmet, even though he was from space.
Yeah,
like,
he was a bit cute. Weird.
All right.
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah. I think I have some audio here.
Years of work, the Illudium Q36.
What?
Mars. Isn't that lovely?
Hey, nice look.
That's him, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good, Robbie. Pretty good.
It's up there. But actually, we've got someone to rival you, David Attenborough. I actually think we have David Attenborough on the line line 11.
Oh, good.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good, thank you. What's your name?
Shane,
you're challenging Crevo to his David Attenborough. Let's hear it.
Yeah, here we go. Here we are in the Australian outback, and we're just looking at all the fascinating animals we have here. We have a few kangaroos on the horizon and a couple of camels over there, and we're watching the dogs chase a few kangaroos around the paddock.
Pretty good.
I like the scene you said. I was actually envisioning some dogs chasing some kangaroos.
Well improvised.
So that was very good. An 8.
It was good. I still think Crevo's was better.
Thanks, I'll take that.
Are we going to give it to Craig, though? Because Crevo can't win.
No, obviously.
Give it to Shane.
Shane, you got some wine.
Yeah, nice bottle of wine, all yours, man.
Hold the line.
Good job.
Get your details.
I like that.
That was good. Oh, well, more winning up next. It's our birthday lotto. This is where we select a month at random. And if you're born in that month, you call the show on 131009. First through gets to spin our birthday balls. You can walk away with $700 today, guys.
Oh, my God.
Cha-ching! So we're going to spin our birthday wheel.
It has come up as August.
August babies, 131009. Call now. We have $700 to give away right now.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
Yeah, you have a chance to win $700 right now if you were born in the month of August. Pauline called through and she's about to spin our birthday balls.
Hey, Pauline.
Hi, how are you all?
Going well. How are you
doing
today?
Doing great.
Good.
Nice one. All right. $700. Do you need the money at the moment?
Oh, we're going on the holiday in a few weeks, so that would come in really nice.
God, that makes me so jealous, Pauline. Where are you going?
It's Port.
Oh, nice one.
Good part of the world.
Yeah.
I'm really, so many people are actually embracing, going on state, staycations, local holidays. It's so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Let's spin these balls, Jade.
All right.
Oh, I hope you win it.
So do I.
$700 would be so good.
Imagine all the cocktails you could have with that.
Come on.
You sound thirsty, Pauline.
All right, I've pulled out the 3rd of August.
Oh, the 6th.
Oh, nearby Jade strikes again.
Oh, sorry, Pauline. Enjoy your holiday, though. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Living life.
Guys, Weather Whiz Kid coming up next. If you'd like your child to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au. And a great prize for our kid each week, yeah, Jade?
Mm-hmm.
Kids World Playland, Green Hills. You get a birthday party there.
Yes.
Amazing.
They're back on board. We're going to do it next.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the world go round.
Oh, do you know how expensive
Jay.
Tea can be and coffee?
Steal it from work.
No, too hard. I've got to bring my own containers. Yeah, I've had an incident at work.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, wasn't she cute, Talia? She's from Tarra Public School, year two. She did an amazing job.
Just a little reading the weather.
Gorgeous. How good.
It does make you want to have kids, right?
Oh.
Can you have kids so I can live through you?
Vicariously?
Yeah.
Did you say of course?
Yeah, I'm just going to get Ben drunk. It's not on our plan yet.
Yes, it is.
If I to fast forward it, I have to give him a couple.
Hey, if you want to be our next UFM weather whiz kid, ufm.com.au, get mum or dad to enter your details, and you could win a Kids World Playland Green Hills birthday party, guys. And, of course, Talia, you get one. Good
Straight
job.
Straight away. Yeah.
Good job.
Brilliant. That was so adorable.
Hey, guys, we're going to change gears now.
Yes.
Big story out yesterday. Everyone seems to have an opinion on this, but in a Bunnings store in Brizzy on Sunday, a small dog was mauled to death, unfortunately, by a pit bull.
Yeah, it was horrible. I can't even imagine that, seeing that happening to one of my chihuahuas.
The staff in the store were really shaken up because it was so horrific.
Mm.
And I'm sorry if this is, you know, quite graphic, but before all the dog lovers and the pit bull lovers out there jump on our throats for talking about this.
Yeah.
It's not an attack on any particular breed of dog.
Yeah, no.
What we're asking, though, and this is like a nationwide discussion right now, that maybe dogs should be banned from coming into stores.
Okay.
So
I disagree.
What we're asking on 13 10 09, should dogs be banned from not just Bunnings, but all shops?
No. Not at all.
All right,
they should be allowed.
Look, the reason that everybody's calling for this is, you know, unfortunately, there are that one or two dogs, like life in general, that ruin it for the rest of us.
They do.
That are responsible pet owners, that keep their dog restrained. Like, this is a horrible incident that's not only, you know, scarred the owner, but the staff in the store and customers around it. What do you think on this, Kruber?
I think a blanket ban is probably not the answer. I mean, because there's danger in everything. Like, if you just ban everything that might be dangerous, like, there's nothing left to do. I think it's gone too far.
Yeah, 100%, I agree. Dog lovers.
Do you know what? I think that they should be banned because, I'll tell you what, think about your own life right now and your dog at home.
Mm.
Or you dog owners. Think about how much you love your dog. Now, just think about how you would feel if that happened to your pet in the store. It's not only to protect the other dogs, it's actually, you know, to protect your pets as well. It'll protect all dogs.
Yeah, but the thing is, can I please jump in here? In that incident, Bunnings allows pets to come into the store, but they have to be either muzzled, carried, or secured in a trolley. Now, that dog was, you know, unsecured. Like, I don't know what the owners were doing, but as far as I'm aware from the articles I read, he wasn't on a leash.
That's
dogs
crazy.
Pets have no place inside a shop.
No, they do. No, my chihuahuas, if they ban dogs at Bunnings, I won't be shopping there anymore because I like taking my three chihuahuas there. I'll, like, rotate them on each trip. I'll only take one at a time.
So you'd be, okay, we'll get into it next.
I do the right thing and I keep my dog in the trolley where it should be.
This person did the right thing as well. The dog that was killed was in a trolley. The pit bull got it in the trolley. So they were doing the right thing. So how would you feel if one of your dogs got eaten?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the dog should have, it was the owner's fault. The owner should have had that dog on a leash.
This is the argument.
13 10 09. What are your thoughts on this? It's not an attack on dogs. As I said, it's just
there's
a
no
conversation.
Breed.
Should they be banned from Bunnings? We're taking your calls after Tones and I Fly Away. The new FM's 8 past 8. Good morning. Hey, 13 10 09 this morning. It's a bit of an open discussion here. You might have read in the news about that story from Bunnings in Brisbane. A small dog was mauled to death by an unrestrained dog in the store. There's been calls nationwide now to ban dogs from stores.
I think banning dogs from stores is not right. But if I was the boss of Bunnings, I'd probably say no dogs. I think it's just inviting, like, unnecessary problems. It was
so why are you saying some shops yes and Bunnings?
Well, no. I'm saying I don't think dogs should be banned from shops personally. But if I owned a big, like, chain company, like Bunnings, I'd probably wouldn't want
dogs in any shop.
It just doesn't, like, I feel that it would cause more problems than it would solve.
Well, no, it comes down to the staff obviously not doing their job properly and letting people in who don't have their dogs restrained.
Well, you could.
So, really, you're not training your staff properly.
You're guilty of this. You jump down the throat of people who disagree straight away. All I'm saying, listen, hear this out, right?
Mm.
If that happened to your dog, Jade, you were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Your dogs, like you say you do, take them to Bunnings, whatever, take them on their outings. If that pit bull jumped into your dog trolley and took your dog out and killed it, I'm sorry. But you would be thinking very differently about this.
No, I wouldn't, because, like, it's not about banning the shop. No, it's about the owner doing the wrong thing, and the staff should have pulled the owner up and gone, oh, sorry, you can't come inside. Your dog either has to have a muzzle, be on a lead, or it has to be in a trolley. They're the rules. I've looked it up on the Bunnings policy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, Jade.
So I did listen to you.
No, it shouldn't be, though, their responsibility to police people bringing dogs and pets into stores. There's no reason to bring a pet into a shop.
It is. It's their job when you've got a door person at Bunnings, for instance.
All right. Let's take some calls.
Right, let's see
hey, Colin,
think.
How are you?
Yeah, get rid of the dog. I'm doing renovations, so I practically live at Bunnings.
Yeah.
I've got dogs. I'm going to Bunnings to shop. I went there the other day. Someone's there with a bloody Great Dane. I'm trying to get through the aisle, trying to dodge this. But the dog is behaving itself, but it's a huge dog. It's not a person that you can go, excuse me, can you move out the way?
Yeah.
I want to go there, do what I need to do without being interfered with by people's pets that have no business being in there.
Yeah, well, Colin,
do you have pets yourself?
Yeah, he's got dogs.
Dogs.
Okay.
And do you know what? And this is my point on the whole thing.
Mm.
Yes, it will protect all dogs, but it's just so unnecessary to bring a dog into a shop. Like, why can't you leave the dog at home? It's not going to know the difference. What's the point?
Spoken from someone who doesn't have a pet.
No, well, I do, Jade. But
a cat. It's caught in a, put your cat on a leash.
It's caught on a... Oh, God, you're a nightmare.
I love you.
No, thank you for your call,
Thanks
Colin.
Thanks for your call, Colin.
Jade, you're such a smart aleck.
I agree to disagree.
Okay, let's go to Matt. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Do you think we should be banning pets from shops?
Let me start with, I've got two big Mastiffs. Mm-hmm. Would I take them to Bunnings? The only reason I don't take them to Bunnings is because of other owners. So I believe ban the people that can't control their own dogs. It's the person that handles the dog. It's not the dog.
Absolutely.
Now, in that scenario, I can tell you now, we can walk around Lake Macquarie like we do with our big dogs. The only time, and let me tell you, they are big, big dogs.
Yeah.
The only time I have an issue is when someone with an unrestrained dog or non-controlled dog actually goes at our dogs, and it's a defense mechanism. So, and, you know, this particular incident, the person that owns the dog should be held accountable, not everybody else in Australia that wants to take their dog to Bunnings. And it could be Bunnings, it could be in a park, it could be anywhere. It's a public place.
Matt.
I agree with you, Matt.
Matt, you say that, and I totally respect your point, but what benefit do you have, or what does it add to your life taking your dog to Bunnings or any shop? Like, your dogs don't belong in shops. That's just my stance on it. And, like, yeah, and it's unrealistic to say that you can just ban people who don't control their dogs. Like, nobody ever in the history of humanity will admit that they can't control their dogs. And it's wouldn't you rather ban all dogs, protect all of the other dogs and your own dog and the people?
Look, I see the point. I see exactly what you're saying. But what I would like to also add, my career is insurance.
Yeah.
I really feel for the CEO or the senior management team of Bunnings today within the forthcoming weeks because the litigation cases that will go against them right now, the legals, you know, but where do we draw the line? You know, it could be Lake Macquarie Council, it could be Newcastle City Council in that litigation case.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the person that can't control that dog.
Yeah, well, one clown ruins it for everybody. It's true.
And unfortunately, therefore, you know, now we've got pit bulls back in the media. It could be Rottweilers, German Shepherds. It could be breeds of dogs that get labelled that way. No, it's the person that trains and handles them. So let me tell you all the dog owners out there that can't control their dogs, keep them at home.
And, you know, I fully agree with you there, Matt. And if I could answer Maddie's question for us dog lovers, the reason why you have to take, you want to take your dog with you out is because they absolutely love it. You know, they wag their tails the entire time. They're excited.
Where are you reading that one from, Jade?
They love, the dogs love to be with you. They're, you know, they're, for a lot of
dogs
people.
Dogs aren't handbags, Jade.
They're not handbags, but you know what?
Sorry,
they're a
dove.
Part of my family.
Yeah, and so, you know what? They're not actually human beings. They are animals. They are dogs. Keep them at
no,
home.
No, you know what? They still have a soul. They're still alive.
Oh,
just because
God.
They can't speak doesn't mean that, you know, a human's more important.
Do you know what, Jade? This
yes.
isn't the world of Paris Hilton where you pop your little chihuahua in your handbag, doll. I'm going to take it to Bunnings. The dog doesn't care if it goes to Bunnings.
I don't put it in my handbag. Oh, it does.
It doesn't give a crap if it's at Bunnings or at home.
What
Who
happened
cares?
To you as a child?
Nothing happened to me as a child.
Something
it's
something
just this
did.
Ignorant attitude,
no,
you know?
No, it's not. Very like, open-minded. I
dog,
agree with
a
that.
A dog died. He actually did sum it up very, very
he
well.
Did.
Succinctly.
Yeah.
God, that was I don't really
want
intense.
This. Can we not do things like yeah. this anymore?
Yeah, all right. I'm all for that.
No, I like it. I think it's important.
Okay, up next, something totally different.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, there was a rapper a couple of years ago by the name of Silento. Now, the name probably doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I had to Google him as well in terms of his name.
Yep.
But he had this song out called Whip Nay Nay. Now, I don't even know if we would have played it at
so
New
that's
FM.
The song is Whip Nay Nay.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was a huge hit. Like, it was number one for weeks.
Do we have it in our system?
No, it's not really, like, it's too urban for New FM.
Was it dirty or was it pretty popular?
Oh, it was a huge song. Probably, like I said, number one across multiple countries for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. And
one of the most annoying songs of all time.
I would totally agree with that. Let's have a little listen. We've got a bit of it here. One of those guys who says his name a lot.
Where? It was the whole dance as well, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It was a huge thing.
Yeah, no.
Quite an annoying song.
Yeah.
He was tipped to be a rapper that was going to be huge, right?
Yeah.
You know when the like a lot of people in the industry go, this guy's going to be massive. Then we never heard from him for a long time until now where he's been basically arrested in relation to a number of crazy charges, including the murder of his own cousin.
Holy dooly.
This is a fascinating story.
I'm guessing he won't be releasing another single anytime soon.
No,
about a really a whack character. We got to get into it next.
Just on self-reflection then.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize to all the children listening in the car for that very uncivilized debate about dogs being banned from shops. Very uncivilized.
Wasn't that bad?
It was all right.
I don't know.
Fine. You weren't a fan.
Don't argue like that, kids. It's never the answer. Crevo,
you philosophical.
You've got big news, of course, today. Rapper Silento in some trouble.
Yeah, that's right. So he only had really one big hit, and it was a big hit. So 6 weeks in the top five, like Billboard 100 over in the US, and like I think over 220 or 215 million views this song has on YouTube.
One of pop's most hated songs.
In fact, it did make the list for one of the most hated songs of 2015, which is always weird when it has so much popularity. I always wonder about that, like how it works. But this guy was massive for, a period of time. And really bizarre story because just over the last 24 hours, he has been arrested for the alleged murder of his cousin.
Jeez.
This is so interesting. Like, where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, he's just throwing his life away.
Well, it's in the last, in fact, couple of years, he's been arrested for a number of different things, like DUI, which is like what they call drink driving over in the US, and a number of other things. It seems as if this guy is sort of unraveling a bit. It's not as if, though, he's lost all his money. You know how, like, a lot of celebrities, if they have just one hit, they'll lose everything over time. They still estimate his net worth to be around $6 million.
Whoa! From just that one song!
It sort of got popular at a time when, like, musicians were starting to get paid really well from, like, YouTube and stuff like that.
Jeez.
So, like, the timing was good. And obviously he hasn't just wasted all his money like a lot of these celebs do.
So, sorry, how old is this guy? Do we know?
Yeah, I think he's 23.
Jeez.
He's only 23. So that song came out, I think he was 15 at the time.
Oh.
So, like, very, you know, quite young, and like I said before, unusual for someone that of that age not to lose everything by this time.
Do you know what, though? The thing is, when people have hits at such a young age, then it kind of doesn't work out for them. I'm telling you, it must have some sort of detrimental effect on their life.
Well, Justin Bieber looks like a saint now to all those haters.
Yeah. Although there was, but especially when they don't have another hit, I think that really affects people, you know, in a negative way.
How terrible.
Well, it's just a bizarre story.
Really
though.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean,
awful stuff.
A couple of lives just ruined.
Just like that.
Well, the whole family is now torn apart.
And the money will just disappear.
Well,
you know, legal costs.
You can't spend that in jail.
Can't spend that in jail, like you said. I think, you know, it's just a crazy story.
100%. Hey, news time up next. Let's change gears. We've been very negative for the last hour on this show. We're doing Just Tattoo Us. We're meeting our next two contestants who will be getting a tattoo today at Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield. We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. 105 commercial free coming up right after us with Big Bad Brad.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Brad. Oh, look, we're all a bit hating on each other this morning.
Maddie's having a little meltdown.
I'm not having
a
meltdown.
He just went and had a cigarette, so he'll be right.
It was all happening before. I felt like when you're a little kid and you go to your mate's place and they get in trouble off their mum and you don't really know where to look.
Yeah, we realise how it sounds sometimes. We very rarely do those types of things.
We get
but,
passionate.
You know what?
Yeah, if someone has a problem life. With that, you know what? Just go.
We'll be friends after the show.
Of course.
And it's better than being a room full of fence sitters, you know? At least you've all got an opinion one way or the other.
You.
And the love is still there. So.
I mean, Crevo's in here, but...
Yeah. I'm just sitting here watching it unfold, going, all right, when am I turn to talk? Up next, though, you've got some awesome music. What's on the way, man?
Absolutely. We've got Hootie and the Blowfish on the way. They just let her cry.
Oh, classic.
Taking us back to the 90s. Panic at the Disco coming up as well.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Oh, that's a great
Newcastle's
question.
Best music all summer. Kicking off after 9 with Big Bad Brad. Thank you, mate.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
But it's Just Tattoo Us. So that is all we're talking about for the next 5 minutes or so because I am so pumped for this. We have another two listeners who are getting a tattoo and they're picking it out for each other and they have no idea what it is going to be. All thanks to Alien Art Tattoo at Mayfield. We're heading there later. We're going to meet our listeners who are getting these tats after this.
Oh, I'm
Suss
so
them out,
excited.
See how they're going.
You're also getting my tattoo today.
I'm picking
no idea what's
Maddie's
gonna happen.
Tattoo. So start being nice, mate.
This is so good. I can't believe this is happening.
Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day at New FM. Good morning. And guys, this morning we are meeting another couple who today will take that big leap of faith and tattoo each other's body without the other knowing what they've tattooed until it's on their body. Let's meet them right now.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Just Tattoo Us.
Oh, Pat and the team at Alien Art Tattoo at Mayfield, they are going to be having fun today.
I know.
There's three of you getting tattoos, and you all don't know what you're going to get. Maddie, obviously, I'm picking yours. We'll get to that. But Melissa joins us right now. Hello.
Hello.
So, hi. Melissa, you were sort of a ring-in because Jessica actually put in the nomination for Just Tattooist with her friend Hayley, but Hayley got called into work, so you've stepped up to the plate last minute.
Bravo. Yes. Unbelievable, really.
How are you feeling?
I'll be honest, my heart's racing at the moment.
Okay, well, let's meet Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Now, Jess, tell us, how long have you and Melissa been friends for?
Say, like 10 years,
I reckon. That's a long time.
Good chunk of time.
Yeah, good, solid friendship. Good, solid friendship. Have you been through some adventures along the way together?
Yes, indeed we have.
Yes.
The question I have to ask...
Sinister.
I know, there's a little bit of giggle to that, but the question I have to ask is, do you think there's any tattoo, and this is a question for Melissa, do you think there's any tattoo that Jessica could get for you that would, like, break the friendship, or is it ironclad?
Look, I'll be honest with you. I've actually let someone pick up a tattoo gun that's never tattooed before to tattoo me, so I don't think there's anything she could break the friendship with.
Wow! Okay. So, Melissa, how many tattoos do you have?
I'm going on 10.
Wow. Okay. And...
okay.
This just baffles me. I admire you because I couldn't do it.
You've got a level of bravery that's beyond me.
What about you, Jessica? How many tats do you have?
I've actually got two that are professional, but as when I had my teenage years where I've had a few drinks and I let someone tattoo me as well, so I've got three that need fixing as well.
Hey, hey, Jess, did you grow up, you're from Curry, did you grow up out there?
No, I'm Maitland area, so I'm originally from Rutherford, but yeah.
You know what? Real talk, out at Rutherford when you're a teenager, tattoo guns, you know,
house
on the
parties.
Drink.
Yeah, do you have the Rutherford postcode tattooed on you at all?
Actually, that's one thing I will not get.
Well, there you go. That's a hot tip, Melissa.
That's the ultimate home teenage home job, isn't it? Oh, guys, this is going to be great. We can't wait to see you guys. 10 o'clock, we're doing this. Tomorrow on the show, though, we'll have the big reveal. It's going to be fantastic. And look, these two girls, Crevo and Jade, just unwilling to do this. So I'm going to join you guys today and, you know, I'm going to do it as well with you
Manny's
guys.
Manny's putting his skin on the line as well.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Can't wait for this.
Oh, Manny. Ooh.
I am lashing
this
out because...
You are lashing
out. You've been
out
nervous all morning.
You know what's funny is that you've actually been building up, and it wasn't till about in the last ad break I actually worked it out, and I'm thinking, you're nervous.
I have been lashing out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, man.
Trust me, Maddie. Why would I
because
get something ridiculous?
It really does take our relationship to a new level.
And the other thing is, you got, like, your dream house, Maddie. Quite different to Jade's dream house.
We are very different in a lot of ways.
The bigger point I make by this is your sense of taste is so different.
Yeah.
Like, if you went into, like, say, you know, an art gallery or a tattoo gallery and said point to the tattoo you'd get, the two of you couldn't be more different.
As people, we do have a lot in common, but we are very different.
When it comes to that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So I am very nervous, Jade, because I just think, you know, I'm getting it on my forearm and it's like a very noticeable thing.
Prominent spot.
I have a list here. So unicorns, obviously out, okay. like glitter.
This is what I mean.
What magic wands. Yeah,
what else you got?
Star Wars. No, okay. Because I was thinking Darth Vader's helmet.
Oh.
Because you're a huge Star Wars fan.
And that would really advertise it to the world.
No, not even a rocket, because you always like to shoot for the stars. Well, look, I'm going to have more of a think about it.
This is why you need to look it over, Creevo, because I am stressed out. I really am.